A Southern Ontario man, nabbed with 1.96 kilograms of cocaine during a festive ride check near Wawa 5 years ago, pleaded guilty to dealing drugs on Thursday. Isaac Opong was convicted of 3 counts of possession for the purpose of trafficking, as well as a single count of obstructing police when he appeared in a Sault Ste. Marie courtroom. In addition to the cocaine, he had 412 grams of methamphetamine and 125 grams of fentanyl, Superior Court Justice Michael Varpio heard. Opong, 27, of Brampton, also pleaded guilty to 2 charges stemming from an incident 4 years ago in Thunder Bay. Officers with the Superior East Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police were conducting the ride program on December 7, 2019. When one of the cops approached the vehicle, the officer noticed Opong lying on the back seat and asked the driver to pull over to the side of the road. The officer was going to charge the passenger under the Highway Traffic Act for not wearing a seatbelt, federal prosecutor Joe Chapman said. Opong's identification was fake, and the driver couldn't provide any information about his passenger, explaining he was just giving the man a ride. After learning Opong's name, the cop arrested the accused for obstructing police. When the officer searched the car, he found the drugs. The total value of the narcotics was $100,000 to $130,000, Chapman told the court. Opong was also convicted of possessing fentanyl for the purpose of trafficking and resisting police in Thunder Bay on January 7, 2021. Officers with the city's police service obtained a warrant to search a residence where the accused was trafficking drugs. When officers entered the home, they located Opong in the basement, Chapman said. He was standing behind a coffee table, where there was a digital scale with dust from fentanyl on it. A combative Opong struggled with police, kicking and stomping towards a constable. Officers located a shopping bag with $40,000 cash, 4.7 grams of fentanyl valued at $6,350, 4 cell phones and packaging material. Defense lawyer Yonatan Eshtu and the Crown asked that sentencing be adjourned so that a pre-sentence report can be prepared. They will return to court on March 26 to set that date.